This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio is brought to you by Tavati Pet. Tavati Pet is the makers of the science-backed, veterinarian-trusted, natural topical formula. It supports joint health and mobility in dogs. Learn more at Tavati.com. TVATI.com.
It's Oh Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Oh Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
What's up, pet pals? Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, you're about to go on an epic adventure without even leaving your chair or sofa. Nice, right? That's because our special guest today, he captures his passion for animals in each and every episode of a must-see show. It's called Animal Zone. So please give pause and applause to the executive producer of Animal Zone, and that is Arthur von Wiesenberger. Welcome, welcome, Arthur.
Thank you, Arden. It's so good to be on your show.
Now I want a hamburger right now. What is up? That is a long name, Wiesenberger. Nice, I like it.
It's Austrian by heritage, and it actually means valley in the mountain. It was up, my parents on my father's side came from the Tyrol area of Austria. So if I do a little yodeling, I hope you don't mind.
So are the hills alive in your family with the sound of long names? I love it, I love it. Hey, everybody, we're going to find out what the good producer is up to and why you should check out Animal Zone. But you all know the drill. We got to take a quick break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Oh Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am delighted that on our show today is the producer, executive producer of Animal Zone, a show you want to see. And he is Arthur von Wiesenberger. And I am so glad because where are you right now, if I may ask?
I'm actually in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, okay. But you get around the globe, don't you?
We do. And the show has taken me all across both to Europe and to Asia. So it's been a pretty exciting time.
Now, is it 15 seasons and counting?
That's correct. We've got over 300 episodes in the can, as they would say.
Wow.
And we are all over the internet, and we're all over on Cox cable television, and we're on the streaming platforms. So it's been a great journey. Started with nothing, but it's grown.
Well, that's how it grows. And how do people, we're going to say it more than once, but how do people find Animal Zone?
Real easy. Just go to animalzone.org. That is where we are. We also have things on Tubi, Plex, Pluto, most of those other streaming platforms.
What a world we live in now, isn't it, Arthur? I mean, back in the day, you were in front and behind the camera and not at the Animal Zone. You have a pretty lifelong career in producing movies and shows, right?
Yeah, my passion has always been television, movies, documentaries, TV shows, stuff like that. And I did work a little while in Hollywood at NBC, which got that out of my system real fast.
What does that mean, get it out of your system?
I love working with a small team. And our crew is only three, so we're very nimble. But we can get things done quickly. In the LA approach to television and so forth, it's a big production. You've got a lot of people doing a lot of little jobs. In our group, we all do all the jobs.
Well, so how did you get from a show like Nipper's Table Talk and What's Cooking with Arthur von Weisenberger to now produce Animal Zone?
I always loved animals. And, you know, animals were part of my life, and I've always included them when I was doing documentaries. I made a film back in the 70s in Africa called...
You were 12 then, right?
I felt like I was 12, but
I acted like I was
12. But we were down in the Comoro Islands, which are off the east coast of Africa. And while we were there, we were filming with William Holden's son, Scott Holden.
Wow.
In the Comoros, and there are lots of lemurs there. That's one of their natural habitats, like Madagascar. And there were some great scenes of him feeding these lemurs with just bananas. You're their best friend when you have a banana.
Yeah.
So we decided...
Because there's an appeal to it. You know that.
So we were, I love that part of it. And whenever we were filming on location, I'd always try and tie in animals if they were around. Even in What's Cooking, I rode a horse to a restaurant. And I'm not really much of a horse person, but it made for good video.
Well, they may have a sign on the door that says no dogs allowed, but there was nothing that said about horses, right?
Exactly. Nay, nay.
Giddy up. Give me a table by the window. That's so funny. So this kind of was brewing in you that I need to do something more and focus the spotlight on animals, pets and wildlife and things like that. So how did this dog Pitty named Mikey play a role in all that?
Oh, Mikey was the best dog ever.
Oh, I know what you mean when they get that still in their heart.
Yeah, yeah. Mikey was at an adoption event in Carpinteria, which is not far from Santa Barbara. And Wendy and I were walking by this adoption event. We saw this cute little black and white puppy, no more, maybe 8 months old. And he was looking at us with those big eyes like, take me, please. And we sat down and had a little bite to eat and talked about, do we want to have a dog in our life? Because, you know, we had a cat and we've had other animals, but we didn't have any dogs. And we said, you know, he really looks like he needs a home. And we went back and we talked with the woman who ran this event, which was actually a group called Care for Paws. And Isabel, who ran it, said, you know, he's a really sweet dog. He was rescued from a bad situation. And he's had injuries, but, you know, we've been doing surgeries on him, and I think he'd make a great pet. So we thought, we got to take care of him. And we didn't know what he was. He said, you know, they said, oh, he's a, you know, boxer mix. Is a little.
Oh, that's the wink, wink line. Yeah.
Yeah. We did the DNA a couple of years later, 100% Staffordshire Terrier, right? Pitbull.
Hey, you know what? Pitties I love because they used to be called nanny dogs. So you had me at Pitty.
Yeah, and this was the most loving, sweetest dog you could ever have. I mean, he wouldn't hurt a fly. And he was funny. He always looked like he had a smile on his face. And he brought a lot of joy into our life. And actually, the cat that we rescued, and he became best of friends. So
who's the kitty?
The kitty is named Electra. She came from the Sequoia Mountains. She was born wild along with her siblings. And they lived in my barn that I have up there for a while. And then she kind of became friendly with me. She was very much more of a domesticated version of a wildcat than most, you know, feral cats. And I said, I got to take her home. I can't leave her up here in the mountains to battle the elements. And so she's here. And anyway, they used to sleep on each other's paws and stuff. Yeah.
So how did this sort of get your brain bubbling to say, I want to produce a show called Animal Zone? When was that?
You know, it got triggered in 2018, and it was really building up because I was watching, and we were watching at home, you know, regular TV, and there were these ads that would come on, and the ads were showing animals in cages and a national organization that wanted you to send money to their organization.
They still run today.
And there was a very sad song that went with it. Well, for us.
Oh, yeah. Don't sing it. It'll be in my head forever.
Oh, no. But the minute that ad came up, we would switch channels, you know, because it was so depressing. And I met a woman who ran a shelter here in Santa Barbara. And I asked her, you know, this ad that's going on, is that helping you guys at all? And she says, no, for two reasons. One is it makes people not want to go to shelters because it looks so depressing. Dogs in cages, almost dead. Secondly, any money that they get, we never see any of it. The only way we get any money, any donations, is locally from people who, you know, come to us and help out. And I went, wow, we need to get that word out, because I think a lot of people are confused that if they send money to a national organization, it's going to help a local shelter.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. So you're getting into it, and then you said, hey, I have a camera.
Yeah, exactly. We had a camera. We can tell this story. We can go in and show what you guys are doing, that the shelters are, I mean, the ones here are beautiful, and they have, you know, rooms that the dogs and cats are living. It's like in the Ritz-Carlton. I'm going, this is pretty good. And we need to show people that these animals are already used to a comfortable home life. And
yes,
all you do is find a family. And also help support your local shelters, either volunteering, donating time, money, stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can help a local shelter, and it makes all the difference.
So you came up with the name Animal Zone. What were your other contenders?
You know, I that's a good question. I can't remember. We kind of tossed around a few other names, but that one seemed to stick, maybe because of the AutoZone name.
AutoZone.
I don't know. And we found we could use it, although I see other people have used it as well. But
well, A to Z also, that's kind of nice. You cover everything from A to Z.
Boy, that's good. I could have used that.
You can use it. I have three trademarks. You can have that one, A to Z.
Okay. Thank you. A to Z. Got it.
Hey, everybody. We're speaking with Arthur von Weisenberger. I can't believe I can say that, but I'm from the area of Chicago where there's the Dombrowskis, Chahakis, Provenzanos. I used to be a sports writer, so I love names like yours. Great, great name. A lot of gusto to it. And he is the executive producer of You Must See This Show. It's called Animal Zone, and you can go to animalzone.org. But we're going to continue with him and learn about some of the favorite episodes and what is keeping him doing this and who in the heck does he live with. You know what? You're going to find out. So everybody, you know the drill. Just sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Spanning the planet. Spanning the planet. You've landed at the Pet Entertainment Center of the Universe. Alert the paparazzi. This is Pet Life Radio, the ultimate animal adventure.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our guest today is Arthur von Weisenberger. He is the executive producer of Animal Zone. He's a good chap. And he's from Austria, but now he's in Santa Barbara, land of beautiful weather. You're home right now? I'm laughing. I'm thinking, oh, he probably has a dog or a cat. All right. They're listening. You better run down the names of your four-leggers. Go.
Okay. Well, the three cats are Electra, Sprite, and Buzz.
And what are these names?
They're all rescues. Electra came, as I mentioned earlier, from the Sequoias. Buzz and Sprite came from LA Kitten Rescue, where we were filming one time not so long ago. And while we were filming, these two little black and white kittens come around to me, and one of them climbs up onto my shoulder and starts licking my ear.
Well, smart cat.
What can you say to that? Come on home. And it turned out they were bonded brothers, so we had to take them home.
Well, okay, we know you're a validated cat daddy. Keep going.
Yep. And then, well, we had Mikey. Unfortunately, Mikey passed a couple of years ago, and that was still a hard thing. I mean, animal loss is tough. And my heart goes out to anybody who's suffered that, because it really is with you forever. It's a different kind of loss than sometimes other members of families.
Yeah, it is. I totally agree. Yeah.
And then we have Henny. Her name is Jenny. Jenny was living down the street from where we are.
So that's H-I-N-N-Y. And if you're on Jeopardy, the answer is you have to define what a henny is. What is it?
Okay, henny is part horse and part donkey.
Okay.
It's like a mule, but the parentage is reversed from a mule. And Jenny was living down the street. And our two donkeys at the time, we had Watson and Eli, they would sometimes break out of where we are and run down the street to visit Jenny. And finally, Jenny's owner said, take my hinny, please. And so we did.
And they
become good friends, and she's great. I see all of them every day, and they love to see carrots and watermelon. She likes watermelon, which is great.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not a jackass, are you? You just love them.
And then
he's not talking on this one.
Yeah, I know, you got me on that one. And then for the kitties, they get kitty treats every morning or evening. And of course, regular good food. So it's a very happy family. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's hard to leave. That's the only part that's difficult, because I'm so used to being with them every day.
You have a crew, you said, total of three, which you guys are kind of a family too. You want to shout out to the other two?
I'm the fourth in that group.
Okay.
The three of them, they're called the Conlins. They're William, Harlene, and Gary Conlin. And they've been in the television world forever. We worked together on other shows. And they actually live in Las Vegas right now. And then we meet up. Our next trip is going to be going to England. We're going to film all around London and Sussex and Dorset and out to Cornwall. And that's going to be season 16.
What is the focus on that one, on season 16?
Well, there's a lot of things that the English are really great with. They've been involved with animal welfare for ages. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals dates back to the early 1800s. And the English really have, most of them have a very caring attitude about animals, both the royal family as well as
the corgis.
So one of the things we're going to do, speaking of the royal family, we're going to go visit Buckingham Palace and film what they call the Royal Mews, which is where the horses are. These are the Queen's horses. And we were going to talk to them about how that is so much a part of the royal family, and especially our dear queen who passed. And she had a little pony whose name was Emma, and it was her favorite equine. She would ride Emma all the time. And if you ever see any pictures of the funeral for Queen Elizabeth, Emma is standing at attention as the casket goes by. And, you know, you just can say, this is the beauty of animals and people. Doesn't matter what stratosphere you're in, whether you're living in a trailer or living in a palace. An animal is an animal that gives you that love that you can't deny.
I've been to that area, and I was at Kensington Palace, and you know, the beautiful grounds with the pond, and there are people letting their dogs off leash. Now, in the United States, we'd be like, I don't know what it is about dogs in England, but they'll just say, cheerio, come back. And the dog just comes back and does their thing. And it seems like dogs are more chill in England.
Arden, what happens is they follow your title of your show. They behave.
Oh, and snap, you got me. Okay.
And so as a result, the English are very strict about people, both children and and animals. And as I went to a British boarding school. So they rule with an iron fist in a way, but in a kind way. And you learn to, you got to follow the rules. There are consequences to those rules. Well, animals understand that too. They want to please you. And so animals are well-trained in the UK.
No, I was pretty inspired by that. Now, on your site, I was curious because the viewers have spoken, and I wanted to cherry pick a couple that they deemed to be among their favorites. Can you give us the lowdown on the Cowboy and the Queen episode? What is that about? It's got Monty Roberts in it. Queen Elizabeth connection.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes. And Monty lives here in the Santa Ynez Valley nearby Santa Barbara. And he's famous for being the original horse whisperer. He would go to a wild horse, and he was able to break a wild horse, in other words, to saddle a wild horse within hours of meeting the horse. Whereas in the old-fashioned way, which was not a good way, they would use fairly strong violence to get a horse to submit to letting them put a saddle on. He would talk to the horse and build a trust with the horse.
Nice.
And do routines. And he taught this to other people who were into horses. And it's become a kind of way of life. And the queen had heard about this and said, this is what I need with my horses. And so she flew him out. They became great friends. She admired the way he was dealing with horses. And really, the relationship went on for years. Sometimes he'd get a call from the Buckingham Palace, and he'd return the call right away and say, can I please speak to Her Majesty? And he said, oh, she's in a meeting with Parliament right now. And he said, well, just please tell her that Monty Roberts returned her call. She'd call back 5 minutes later, and he'd go, Your Majesty, I thought you were at a meeting with Parliament. She said, Yes, and it was rather boring. And then they dive into talking about
Monty.
Monty was invited out as, I think, was the only American that was invited to attend her funeral, the family meeting of the funeral. And, you know, he talks in this episode about what it felt like for him to be there and be, you know, with someone he really cared for. And so anyway, we thought that would be a great episode to tie in the actual horses into a show in England. So that's what we're going to film when we're out there.
That's good. Well, let's go more closer to your backyard and just name drop. There's one with somebody named Dina Eastwood. Make our day. What's that about?
Well, Dina was one of Clint Eastwood's wives, and she's a very dynamic, fun person. Actually was a reporter, I think, in Salinas for the local television station up there. Very attractive and loves pugs.
Pugs, not hogs, right? Pugs.
Pugs. Yeah. She had, when we went to film with her, she had about a half a dozen pugs that she's adopted. And she says pugs are really an alien. She said they're not from this planet, but she absolutely loves them. And we had a great time with her. She was so much fun and so interesting. And she still lives in Pebble Beach with her pugs. And, you know, it was nice to have we've actually had a number of the Eastwood family. We had Allison Eastwood on the show as well.
That's his daughter, right?
His daughter, exactly. And
so they're a pet loving group, huh?
Yeah. She opened a shelter in Agoura Hills called the Eastwood Ranch Foundation. And they're doing great things for animal welfare. But Dina would talk about how they flew into Hawaii and they smuggled in a chicken, which a live chicken.
Into Hawaii.
Yeah, in Hawaii, because they weren't allowed to bring wildlife in without all the paperwork.
What the cluck, man? What the cluck? So were they on a private plane and they got through customs or what?
They must have. I didn't get into the whole detail of how they did the traveling part of it, but I can just
That's a special chicken.
Yeah, can you imagine?
With frequent flyer miles, I'm sure. Oh, my God.
Clint probably looked at the chicken and said, "Do you feel lucky?"
There's also one with some stray dogs being rescued out of Romania. I believe the episode is called Dog Rose.
Right. That is a wonderful group in Switzerland, in Zurich, that rescues the dogs. And the way that happened was that it was a fellow who produces television commercials, and they were in Romania filming some television work. And he noticed that when they would have their meals, the crew, there were all these dogs that came around, and he would give them some food because they looked like they were starving. Well, they were all street dogs and they were starving.
Yeah.
And he contacted his wife, who's a dynamic woman, and said, "You need to come out and do something." And she came out there, and they ultimately got enough money together to build a shelter in Romania to help these dogs. And they now have it staffed. And luckily, the Swiss are also very good about animals and animal welfare. And they're very cutting edge with a lot of what they do and think. And they, as a result, there's a lot of money. I mean, the World Wildlife Fund was started in Switzerland back in
1961. There's a trivia question for you, everybody. Compliments of Arthur von Weissenberger. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Prince Philip was one of the founding members.
Wow. Look at you. We also have one about men at a prison in San Luis Obispo. I used to live in Oceanside for many, many years. I live in Dallas now because the weather's worse. But family's calling here, so I'm here. But, you know, you also kind of went into prison to show how some inmates are making a difference.
Our most current episode, we've done two prisons now. Our most current one was filmed at the Monroe County Sheriff's Animal Farm, which is at a detention center in Key West, down in the Florida Keys. Beautiful area, by the way.
Yeah.
And the sheriff, Rick Ramsey, has over 160 species of animals that have collected over the years in this animal farm. And what's great is that inmates look after the animals. They feed them, they clean the areas, they care for them, and it gives them a life. It gives them something to live for that's not just focused on their problems. And they all seem to be in a very positive space as a result of it. And what's really nice, since there's no zoos in the Keys, kids can come to this animal farm and learn about these animals. And they're open every Sunday for schools and for individuals, children. And it's wonderful to see. And it's very educational. I mean, they have everything. Alligators, they had lemurs, wow. They had ostrich. It was wild.
So you went and hit two. You got a prison in Key West in Monroe County. I used to be a reporter in South Florida, so the Sun Sentinel, that was my gig. I know that area well. And then you had some men in California or training dogs for veterans and first responders, too.
That's right. That was at the Men's Colony up in San Luis Obispo. And wonderful work that they're doing, because they bring animals, dogs, into this prison, and they give it to prisoners, and the prisoners train the dogs to do certain things like open doors and maybe wake up a person if they're having a problem, a physical problem, and you know, all these kind of wonderful service dog operations. And the prisoner works with the dogs for 2 years.
Wow.
These prisoners, and a lot of them are really nice people. You know, I mean, it changes your whole focus of prisoners when you see them in person, because you realize they made bad decisions.
Right. We all do sometimes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they got caught. But I mean, most of them, like even one guy who was a gang member, and you could tell with all the tattoos on his face and his neck, mm-hmm. and everything else, you know, it was somebody that if you saw walking down the street, you'd be moving to the other side of the street. He said, you know, I made some bad decisions. And he goes, but being with these dogs and working with this dog, it's brought back my humanity. And you go,
wow,
that's it.
You had me at the paw. Yeah. I mean, you obviously love what you're doing. I mean, did you ever imagine when you were a little boy growing up in Austria that this was going to be your life?
Well, actually, I grew up in Switzerland, but no,
I've
always loved animals, but I never thought I'd have the privilege of doing a show about animals. In fact, I didn't even know there was a need for one, other than I used to watch Wild Kingdom on TV,
yeah. Here,
and I love that show. But this came about really because of a need, because everybody was getting more interested about adopting animals, especially during COVID. And so we kept expanding, and we went from just being a California show to becoming a national show and then an international show.
So if people have an idea, how do they reach out to you? What's the way? Somebody's got a story. They're listening to Obehave. We got 500,000 people tuning in to you right now, Arthur.
We welcome any suggestions, any ideas, any recommendations of shelters or people or experts or even animals we've missed out on. I mean, we just did butterflies the other day for an episode. That was down in Key West at the Butterfly Conservancy down there. But yes, if you go on animalzone.org, you'll see sign up for the newsletter, and you can just, you know, sign up there, put your name in. We'll add you to our list. If you have any comments, put it there, or just email me, arthur@animalzone.org, and I'll respond.
Well, normally at the end of the show, when I thank everybody, I ask them what attribute they'd want if they could tap into a cat or a dog. But for you, because you're so special, what is an attribute of a donkey or a henny you wish you could have embrace in you, and why?
Oh, well, you know, living with donkeys, I've learned so much about how smart they are. So they've got bad PR to begin with.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they need to be really realize for what they are. They're less reactionary than horses, for example. They're very contemplative, and they evaluate things before they take action. They're very sweet. They're like a dog. They'll follow you around like a pet. And Watson, who I adore, and he's a big donkey, he comes over to me sometimes, and he'll just put his head on my shoulder.
Aww.
And it's a heavy head, but
yeah.
I look him in the eye.
Heavy is the head of a donkey.
Yes. I look at him in the eye, and he looks at me, and it's soulful. You know, just this, you feel this amazing connection with a creature that is just wonderful. So I guess if I had a dream, I'd come back as a donkey, but with a good PR agent.
Yeah, because you'll be calm, contemplative. You won't be reactive.
Yeah.
And you got a head that people will pay attention to.
That's right. And I don't horse around. Sorry.
Oh, I love it. See, it's contagious, I tell you. Hey, everyone, we are delighted to have on our show today Arthur Van Wiesenberger. He is the executive producer of Animal Zone. You go to animalzone.org, check out the show, send some ideas, help out some local and national and international groups as he is doing right now. And I really appreciate you being on our show. You survived. Oh, behave, Arthur.
Arden, I love being with you, and I need more Arden Moore.
Careful what you wish for. The last name is Moore, you know. Hey, I also want to shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. This is the largest pet radio network on the planet, even though we just saw the moon on the backside, everybody. But we might get there someday. I also want you to please... One of my passions is saving pet lives, and I am a master instructor in pet first aid and CPR. Pet First Aid for You, I teach it now in person, interactive Zoom, and self-paced courses to people all over the world. And I do it with a dynamic team of pet safety cat Casey, pet safety dog Kona, and now also pet safety dog Nova Six Toes. So check out what we do for pet parents and pet professionals, because our classes are practical and a little bit of fun, because that's how you learn. So check out PetFirstAidForYou.com. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.